Hi. Ooh. Hi, thanks everybody. Thanks for coming tonight. This is great, right? Yeah. All right. We had extensive sound research. Something you can't see. We've got these little rubber things up here, so we won't. You don't give a shit, do you? Okay. And these lights aren't for. The lights aren't for the podcast. They're for the. See, this is throwing me. In the morning, I've got the mic over here. And on the podcast, I've got the mic over here. So, all right. Normally, when I do this, I come out and goes, everybody need anything? Everybody get enough to drink? Yeah. All right. That was piss poor, at least. Hey, Mike, how you doing? There's Gray Matter Splat, everybody, on Twitter, if you'd like to see him. Let's see. Aunt Susie and Uncle Danny are here. That's Aunt Susie, anyway. Let's introduce the rest of the crew. First of all, one of our newest additions, ladies and gentlemen, I built him in a lab, and he's the Chick McGee. I like to call him the Chick McGee of 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, a big round of applause for Jeff Vibbert. Jeffrey! There he is. Why don't you sit right there and spread it out, and God, don't fall off the stage.
Right by the edge.
I know. That would be really cool, actually, though. If
we could end it all tonight, that'd be perfect.
What kind of beer you got there, bud?
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
All right. That sounds a little socialist, but that's fine.
Yep.
Okay. Everybody voting tomorrow? Yeah, me either. Anyway, and now the Michael Jordan of the Off the Air podcast. She's the one who keeps it going. As I've said many times, if she wasn't on the podcast, there would be no podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, big round of applause for Jess Hooker. Jess, come on out here. She's very excited. She's just recently discovered the joy of wearing Adidas clothing for the first time. She's very excited. She didn't want me to say anything about that.
Just throw me under the bus.
Put your headphones on. You can't hear me, can you?
Yeah, I can hear you. Do you mix brands?
See, that's interesting. I used to work with a guy, and I can't say what his name was. Well, his name still is Mark Patrick, but my point is, he would get on me every morning about, oh man, you got a Nike top on with Reebok shoes.
Did he call it a top? I'd be more concerned with that.
You know, I just said top, actually. Mm-hmm. That has me really concerned.
Yeah.
You got a Nike shirt or a Nike jacket on with Reebok top, and I mix. I don't care.
You do?
Yeah, you don't mix, though, right?
I don't know. I don't want to look like a mannequin, but at the same time...
You got Nike pants on. I mean, you got Adidas pants on and Adidas shoes.
Yeah.
Huh. And the big news is... You want to tell them the big news about your shoes?
Oh, they're kid size. Yeah, I didn't know I could wear a kid size shoe. So I'm really excited about the $20 I saved today.
What is a kid size?
Kids goes up to 7.
That's an adult size for me.
So here's...
Am I, a giant? I'm a fucking giant.
No. Recently, I went through my son's clothes. He's 12. And Jeff got some hand-me-downs.
They're really nice clothes, though. Like, they're great.
But to be fair, your son wears a size what shoe?
12.
And he's how old?
12. Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
And Jeff wears a size...
8.
Okay, buddy.
Still big dick boss, though.
Yeah,
the
right.
S's are
yes,
dollar signs.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
For those of you looking for a name to use, checking into a hotel, possibly big dick boss would be...
Do you use that now? Did you use that Friday when you traveled?
I didn't stay in a hotel. Can I tell the story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, fuck. For those of you who think that... You guys remember my story about being in radio. It was, I love music, and I was going to sit in a room by myself and play music all day. And every now and then go, hey, come on out to Morty's, and I'll be there signing records or whatever. And, as you all know, with the Bob and Tom Show and the podcast, I kind of fucked up in reverse. So I go host comedy shows now, and Friday I went to Springfield, Missouri, which is right at 7.5 hours from Indianapolis. So I get off the air at 10 o'clock, but I gain an hour because they're on Central Time. So I get off the air at 10 o'clock Friday morning, drive to Springfield, Missouri, get there at 5:30. Go to the hotel, try to sleep, no good. So go do the show at 8, which is 9 o'clock here. Get in the car at 10:30. I drove the fuck back. That's right. Mm-hmm. Got here at 5:30 in the morning, Saturday morning. And
I was dog sitting your dogs that night. And I was expecting to stay, and you text me, and you go, hey, man, if you just want to go home, you can.
I'm not going to, yeah. Well, like, that's the thing I had in my brain.
You told me that you text him, and I was like, what if he had a girl at your house? And then you said, now he has to go home, and then he has to tell this girl that he had to go home. Did that happen?
That's not a problem. Yeah, that wasn't a problem at all.
I saw on Twitter someone wants to volunteered to tap that ass on Jeff Rivers.
Wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tap my ass? That's I want to tap that ass.
You should. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
that concerned me. Yeah. She seemed to want to take the dominant role in the relationship.
Pagan. Mm-hmm. Not a fan.
No.
I said that like I've tried it. I haven't tried it.
I thought you said pagan. I was like, well, that's
pagan.
Different.
Oh, pegging.
Halloween.
Pegging.
That's a good holiday, though.
You guys know what pegging is?
Google it.
No.
Right now.
Don't Google it.
No, it's a strap-on is what. Oh, my goodness. No, that... I don't know where they came up with the term pegging. First time it was on Broad City when I first saw it.
But you know what I think of when somebody says pegging? I think of being at Cracker Barrel and playing the peg game. And that's what I think. So.
It's Jess, everybody. Jess, ladies and gentlemen. You are an ignoramus.
That's how I
peg. Isn't that
how
it's spelled, ignoramus?
Yeah. Yeah, that is. It's true.
Peg game at Cracker Barrel. We meet again.
If I had to be pegged, though, a Cracker Barrel wouldn't be a bad location. I'd do that. Yeah, the biscuits and gravy, very comforting.
I always order off the menu at Cracker Barrel. You know, you can get an omelet at Cracker Barrel if you talk to the right people.
There's something about sawmill gravy that I'm like, no, that doesn't sound right. Like, in my brain, like I see the sawmill, and then I feel like it's in the gravy. I can't do it. But that cheesy hash brown thing I'll do all day.
Oh, I love the cheesy hash browns.
Yeah.
All right.
So I don't know if you know this, but it's Mother's Day Sunday.
I know.
Yeah.
Any mothers out there?
Easy. Not everybody at once.
I'm kind of a mom in a way. I'm a dad and a mom to a puppy.
You're a single parent. Yeah.
No, it doesn't count. All right. Fuck you guys.
What are you going to do when you have to have the sex talk with her and stuff?
She's already humping her stuffed dog.
No, she humped my peanut butter, the panda that I keep in the studio.
You have to not, you can't, you have to say panda first. You can't say she humped my peanut butter.
But that's a panda's name, Peanut Butter the Panda.
At Chick's house, he has a jar of peanut butter labeled dogs. Mm-hmm. With like.
I know, it's weird.
Why did I label it dogs? Because I ate out of it after I gave it to the dogs.
You spooned some out for the dogs, and then you
put the spoon back in. You lick it off the spoon, then you put the spoon back in, and then they got the dog goo and the peanut butter, and then it festers. And then I said, "Ooh, this is." I drink alone a lot. Is my problem. Mm-hmm. That's what happens.
Dogs' mouths are cleaner than.
You know, I hear that. And the dogs eat shit, okay, for starters. Mm-hmm. Anti-coprophagic powder, you're supposed to feed them if you have trouble with that. And I'm not buying it.
No.
What were you saying? It is Mother's Day on Sunday.
Mother's Day on Sunday.
And for those of you who celebrate Mother's Day, as you all know, I don't celebrate Mother's Day.
Yes, you do. Neither does that gentleman.
I've met wonderful mothers since I've... My mother. And it certainly is a holiday to celebrate. That's mm-hmm. true.
Can we bring our mother, our mother guest on right now?
Our mother guest first?
Yeah. No, that's where we
really?
Start.
Really? Is that where we start?
We start from the base. We start from the heart of the family, and we go with mom first.
Damn!
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, a big round of applause for Sally McAfee. Sally, come on out. Is she here?
Yep.
Here she comes.
Here she comes. Yay.
Keep it going for Sally. Come on up. Mm-hmm. Go try to get up over there. Here she comes. What's happening? Why are you taking my headphones off?
You're going to greet her and be polite.
Oh, Howard. You can sit in any one of these chairs you'd like. Go right ahead.
I have to warn you, I'm hard of hearing in this ear. So.
Okay. Well, you. Put those on and see what happens. I love that leather chair. Okay. Well, I'm hard of hearing too, and this ear. This will be really fun.
Maybe you guys should switch places.
You want to sit next to Sally?
That's all right. Okay. Here you go.
How's that? Can you hear us?
Sure.
I like that leather jacket. Did you just ride in on it? You like the leather jacket?
Yeah.
No, actually, this was a Christmas gift from Patrick.
No kidding. Yeah. He's a nice boy.
Yes, he is. I have two.
She has two sons.
Two nice boys.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's let her you don't want her to introduce her sons? Or should we let her tell stories about them?
Maybe
first?
We should weigh in a little bit on the most... how do we want to do it? The most ordinary. How about that? Mm-hmm. The most ordinary story about Jason?
Jay doesn't have any.
Honestly?
No. He was my quiet one, so...
He's quiet now.
So let's assume that no one knows... And you can introduce.
How's it going? Are you nervous right now? Are you nervous?
Yeah, I don't normally like talking in front of people.
I'm with you.
Well, with the lighting, you can't see him. So
have you had a drink yet?
Half a one upstairs.
Do you want to do a shot?
No.
No? Okay, all right. Well, hey. I just try to get past
Hang on a
drunk.
Second. Will you shut the fuck up? You're right.
How do you feel about Fireball, Sally?
Oh, I hate it. No, I'm actually not a whiskey drinker.
No.
What kind of drinker? Can we get Sally's drink down here, please? And can you
or a fresh one?
Can you bring me a vodka? Me with soda water and an orange slice? You know, you know they serve chicks vodka here. Did you know that? Yeah. Yeah, that's bringing in tens of dollars every week. So
money to recover.
Shut up. You know, it's easier to open a meth lab in Indiana than it is to get a vodka going. It's...
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yes.
Should have been a beer.
There you go.
Thanks, Sally. What kind of beer you like? You're a pilsner? Like, you like a dark beer?
I'm more into the German beers, the
no
dark
kidding.
Beers.
Mm-hmm. Really? Like a
the
heavy...
The Hofbrauhaus kind of...
Oh, there's your drink.
Thank you.
Hofbrauhaus. Nice.
So, yeah, we need a Hofbrauhaus out here, by the way. So.
All right, we'll get to work on that.
We'll work on that.
Did you go up to Chicago this past weekend? Is that where
yesterday?
Where you were?
Yeah. Yeah, I need some sleep, but we did go up to see the show. It was very good, and for a good, very good cause.
Mm-hmm. So. That's the Ryan Deem celebration up there at the Improv.
Correct, Allie and friends
right.
for mm-hmm. the neuroblastoma research.
Cool.
It was very good.
Good.
Very nice.
Okay, so we're just going to assume, so you tell us who your children are.
My oldest son, his name is Jason, and my youngest son, whose birthday is today, is Patrick, and I think you all know Patrick.
Now, do you call him Patrick all the time, or only when he's in trouble, or?
Mostly all the time.
Mostly all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick.
Patrick. I didn't use his middle name when we were here. Too much because on Wikipedia, whoever typed up his page put it as Vincent, which it wasn't, and I was highly offended by it.
And you know, because you were there.
I kind of helped pick out the name. Yeah.
Right.
Took me all of a couple minutes, but we picked out a name. And so I wanted it changed, and Patrick's like, no, you just got to kind of ignore that stuff. Well, when he went to Tokyo... And he took a picture and put it out there that showed his, what's it called?
Passport?
No. When you go through customs kind of thing in the paperwork.
Oh, okay.
And it had his middle name on it. And so somebody caught it and hurried up and changed it. So now if I get really mad at him, which I don't anticipate happening, I can call him by both names again. So.
When was the last time you were that mad at him, though?
Oh, that goes back to high school.
Oh, high school.
Really? Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's really good. He made it through college and everything.
He was an hour and a half away.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So by the time he got back home, you were already over it.
He really didn't come home that often.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So
what was, do you remember something crazy that happened in high school that he, you
oh,
just...
Yeah.
Sorry, Pat.
By that reaction, yeah, you remember something crazy that happened?
By that point in time, he was pretty well set. I mean, it wasn't too bad. It was in elementary school, which is when I would get calls from teachers and such.
Concerning what?
he tend to like to talk a lot.
Yeah.
The social butterfly thing.
Yeah, yeah, they that's didn't a like term to sit use, down, yeah. you know, and, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. And mm-hmm. so third grade, fourth grade. Fifth grade, sixth grade. Right. Nothing bad, just mainly it was the same thing. He likes to talk out of, you know, without raising his hand.
Right.
So that kind of stuff. But nothing major.
When he was young and you thought, what is he going to do as an adult? What came to mind?
It wasn't football.
Okay.
we invested an awful lot of money in soccer.
Right.
Both of them played in...
Both well, he was kind of a savant at soccer, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
He was, I mean, he was in Europe. He wanted to take it to the next level in that, and he was on what was called the Olympic Development Program.
Wow.
And he was on a team that was, I think it was Project 2010 when they did the World Cup. Mm-hmm. So he was in that group that he got into, and he went out to San Diego first for some training, and then he got to make it over to Europe. And that's when they did a tournament in Austria, but we were over in Liechtenstein and Switzerland and wow. Austria. But that was our second trip over to Europe. The first one was when he was 14 and he played on a club team called Beedling. And we went over to Paris.
Yeah.
And, uh-huh. and then we took a bus with a bunch of 14-year-olds and their parents over to Germany, and then
oh
we played all over there. So we did two trips over for soccer. But
you really love your boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, that's a big trip.
Yeah, so we did that, a lot of traveling with soccer. So, but I was anticipating him going to college for soccer.
Right.
And, you know, possibly playing over in Europe or something like that. So when football came into the picture, it was completely side.
Yeah.
It was really, though, pretty much a joke that he was going to play football, right? I mean, he
not
was
even,
a soccer guy, right?
Yeah, he was yeah. definitely a soccer guy, but then whenever he started taking it seriously, and then, of course, we did do the punt, pass, and kick thing, and
right.
then it was like, well, I guess he can kick.
And that was your idea, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. okay. And so we know Pat's 29 today, right?
Correct.
Okay, and?
Jason is my oldest.
Yes, and how old is he?
he was born August 12th, 1982.
Okay.
No, no, no. 10-9-82 is when we got married. I'm sorry. He was born in 83.
Okay.
So. I'm sorry, Jay.
And he was a soccer player, too?
Correct. That's
yes.
why Patrick got into it.
Oh, wanted to be like his older brother.
No, he wanted bigger trophies than his brother.
Oh, okay. 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 Yeah.
Okay. All right, digging deep, okay.
And how long did Jason play soccer?
Till his senior year of high school.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go any further with it. Mm-hmm. And but Patrick got interest both for soccer and football as far as letters from colleges and such and
okay.
interest. So it was kind of interesting, to that whole process, too.
Visiting West Virginia, Morgantown, and
yeah.
things like that.
We did that. Well, first we did Kent State. Because they were the first team to contact us
okay.
after Penn State kind of got dorky on us. And then
All right. well, in retrospect, what we know about Kent State, that's, or Penn
State,
that was probably
better.
Best.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
So.
I got it.
We all got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so first we went to Kent State, and he committed there. And then he wanted to go and do the kicking thing down in Florida, and we were against that because we're like, you know, you already gave your word.
Mm-hmm.
You should honor
right.
it kind of thing. So he finagled his way down to Florida and did the camping.
yeah,
And he won
see
the
that.
Damn thing.
Yep.
So, and then he started getting calls, and that whole process started. And
the next thing you know.
We were on our way down to Morgantown. Woo-hoo.
And WVU and the Mountaineers. Yeah. Wait, you want to bring a son up? It's up to you. Which one do you want to bring up?
I say we go oldest first.
All right, okay. Oldest first.
Yes.
Let's have a big round of applause for Jason McAfee. Jason. And please, everyone, take note of Jason's shirt that he's wearing.
Guess who Sally is.
There he is.
Aww.
Mom, you gotta lower that thing a little bit. Oh. This.
No.
I got headphones over here?
Yep, they're on. There you go.
All right.
So when did you start playing music, Jason. You're all over on your Instagram and your Twitter playing guitar and drum. Well, I've never seen you play drums, but...
Yeah, I started playing the drums it was about 4.5 years ago, and the guitar probably about 2.5 years ago.
You just picked it up and started playing like you do.
Kind
which
of,
is, which
yeah.
is very well.
If you'd say so, yeah.
It is!
Yeah, yeah, my dad started getting guitar lessons, and he bought a guitar, and I would pick it up every once in a while and just mess around with it, so he's like... I'm going to buy you a guitar for your birthday. So I'm like,
okay.
If you insist, and then just started playing with it from there. Mm. So, yeah.
Okay.
You know, Jason reminds me of Jeff Oske.
He does?
He's just very mellow.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happens, happens. Yeah. Everything's fine.
Has he always been that way, Sally? Mm-hmm. Always.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. And a mellow baby just from day one. Mm-hmm.
Did he sleep a lot? I know that's a problem.
No, it took him a while to sleep through the night.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
I sleep a lot now.
Yeah. Getting caught up, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly.
And what's the name of your band? Are you still in the band?
I am no longer in the band.
He's living here.
Yeah, he lives in Indiana.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. What was the name of the band?
Outlined in Blood.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It was good Christian music.
And you played the drums,
yep.
And you played around Pittsburgh mostly? Or?
Yeah, we had a couple of bars and a couple of venues here and there, yeah.
Songwriter also?
Just the drums.
Just the drums?
Yeah.
So okay.
Pretty much.
So now, it's Plum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So where is Plum, and is it like Carmel to Indianapolis, or
it's,
Greenwood, or?
Yeah, Pittsburgh, and then Plum is like directly east, pretty much.
Oh, it's like Newtown.
It's like New Pal.
Everyone knows someone
from
sort
New
of
Pal.
From
mm-hmm.
New Pal.
Yeah. So,
it's on
yeah.
East. All right. That was Aunt Susie.
I know. She lives down the street from me.
Yeah. So you're the oldest.
I am, yep.
Mom and Dad go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Bring home this thing.
Oh, he wasn't a thing.
Oh, see, that's how a mom talks about the youngest kid.
It's Mother's Day.
Sorry. I'm with Jason. I'm the oldest, and yeah.
You bring home a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I thought it was a thing.
No.
Not at any point in time.
Yeah. He knew.
You were four, so.
Yeah.
And so was the new baby, was he opposite?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we're like yin-yang.
Yeah.
White, black. You know.
Personalities at complete opposite ends of them.
Right. And you knew from day one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew even while I was carrying Patrick.
Oh, really? What do you mean by that? A lot of kicking and...
Well...
Spicy food?
Without getting, but you know how he always likes to say that I, like even on his little video montage that says my mother's pain in the ass, you know, mm-hmm. I call. And he literally was, because while I was carrying him, he wound up sitting on my sciatic nerve.
I'm with you, sister.
Oh. So,
yep, I hear that.
So one time I'm walking down the side yard of my mother's house and my leg kind of went out from under me and I had a shooting pain from the middle of my butt cheek down to my foot. And he had a huge head. was
he still does. I'll stack it up against anybody.
Sitting on my sciatic nerve for about the last 2 months. But that's, I mean, other than that, he really wasn't a bad pain in the ass.
Right. Right.
Did he sleep all the way through the night right away? Or?
Oh, no.
No, no.
A partying.
No.
So now which, do both the boys have...
The same father, yes.
That's awful assumptuous there, Mom.
I like that. I like that very much.
I'm sorry you paused. I think we're trying to find the right way to put it.
I was going to ask which qualities Pat has and which qualities Jason has among you and your husband, but is it like a mixture of both? Because sometimes you get a kid that's...
That has all of your best qualities.
All of the best qualities, yeah. And then you have one that has all the worst qualities.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, Patrick has your sense of humor.
I don't know. Tim can be pretty witty, too. So
we'll talk to Tim on Father's Day.
But it's hard to say. I think they're a good mix of both of us.
I can't see, and I haven't known Pat for that long, but I can't see him sitting like... Here, like that.
Like this?
With his hands
on
his hips?
Chick? Oh, just,
yeah, this is cool.
I'm just trying to get comfortable in these chairs. They're not that great.
I think when a mom says that that her children have the best qualities of both parents, that's, I'm going to give that to the mom because we know how to edit and how to, like, shape dad's qualities and go, hey, you know what we could do with this? Let's do this and let's mold it and let's make this a really good thing.
We think more.
We do. We think more. Yes, that's, yes, put perfectly. We think more.
I feel offended.
Foresight, yes.
I'm more so. She's got the best laugh of all day all night.
Sorry.
Well, are we ready to bring up your youngest?
Sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I like to introduce him as the Pro Bowl punter of 2017. That's this next season. Ladies and gentlemen, number one in your program, number one in your heart, it's Pat McAfee! What is that? Did you get... What music is that?
Yeah, it's a banger. It's a banger, chick.
Are you going to... Don't fall off. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
You want to sit here?
ESPN and... ESPN, McAfee falls off stage during... See, now when they get together, Pat's a little thicker, but they do look like twins almost, right?
Yeah, that's why I knew his birthday better than her, because I used his ID for 4 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got caught using the ID.
Yeah.
This is the best flipping story
in
ever.
In fucking Canada.
Because the bouncer said...
Yeah, what's your sign? What's your...
Astrological sign.
Astrological sign. Mm. I said, whoa. God, that's a good one.
I know my birthday. I memorized it off the license of my brother. But...
I know his social security number. I know his, obviously, the vagina he popped out of, the penis that started the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I know where he grew up, where he works, everything about him. But boy, that sign thing.
What's his birthday?
August 12th, 1983. He's a Leo. Leo, yeah. By the way. I learned quickly.
Girls would know that, though. I read a lot of 17 magazines, so I feel like in the back I learned
Well, that's
all
very
signs.
Sexist, because I think, some, you know, that's very sexist. But I think...
Sorry. But you didn't know it was Leo, though.
No, I didn't. And boy, I got kicked out of the hottest nightclub in Niagara Falls, Canada. And the guy gave me my ID back, though.
Oh.
And he said, try again tomorrow.
He's a good sport about it.
So that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? That was it's a Canadian dialogue joke.
Get over
So I almost got him arrested in Panama City. This is another good story.
Yeah, I don't travel south too often.
Yeah, Jay almost got arrested in Panama City. And he didn't know until a couple of years later. So it's a good one. This is a good one. You guys are going to enjoy this.
Would you have come home and go, Jay...
Nope.
Don't ask why. You can't go to Panama City.
Like you didn't tell him.
Wouldn't have said a word. No. Would have just kept it moving. So all my friends were 21, and I was young for my class, and we went to spring break, and I wasn't 21 yet, so I was only 20. So Jason McAfee was down in Panama City with my friends. Oh, boy. So so my friends go through. It's Spinnaker, which is like this huge bar down there.
Yes.
It's the big one. And I get there, and the guy goes, looks at my ID, and then he puts the ID next to him and just draws two big X's on my hand, right? And he goes, it's a fake, have a good one. And I go, no, it's not, right? I said, no, it's not, that's real. He said, that's a fake. I said, no, it's not. He said, you want me to bring the cops over? I said, yeah, I do. I'm going, shit, right? This is the moment now.
Right.
This is a moment.
You've committed.
This is the moment.
Yeah.
Two cops come over, right, with the guy and me, and my friends are sitting in the background like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I think I'm going to make it through this.
I'm in. I'm all in.
And I did.
Yeah, because we didn't get a call that night. Yeah.
The guy had to... I made the guy erase the X's off of my hand, like the actual bouncer. I said, erase them. Erase them. Do it. And then I got back in there. My friends were like...
Amazed.
Holy shit. The balls on this guy.
You were big dick boss.
There I was. I was like Jeff Vibber.
The S's are dollar signs.
In case you need to write it out.
Balls flat. Yep.
I mean, I feel like that's a given, wasn't it?
Big boss.
Anytime you need some street cred, Jeff Vibber's the guy you go to.
Call me, I'll hook you up.
You're the man.
Was it Sharpie? Was it written on there with Sharpie?
No, he had like a, it was actually a, it was a Sharpie. It was the, no, it was the,
It's a
the
wax
fatter
pencil.
One.
Oh, no.
It was the Sharpie took him out of business. The
El Marco?
Who?
El Marco?
Dry erase
marker? Oh, the Mexican Sharpie.
Wasn't there an El Marco?
Shut up.
I'm not sure.
No.
Hey, happy Mother's Day.
Back to Sally.
To you.
Hey, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you too, Mom.
Thank you, dear.
Before we get into ridiculous stories, I was happy we ended that little situation.
Yeah, me too.
Jay and I, we actually got along pretty well growing up. You got to get on this thing when you
do. Do I? Okay.
Yeah, get up all on right, it, Jay. All right, good. Jesus Christ.
It's all right.
Hello.
We actually got along really well growing up, so there's not a lot
no
of fights.
No fights or not speaking just to little each stuff. Other?
Or... He broke my neck one time, didn't you?
I would say that
maybe a little.
You, little stuff.
When there's only two of you, like you remember, there's probably like a handful of incidents that you can go back to and go, you know, yes, this that great, was.
I don't know if you know the story about Reggie and Cheryl Miller.
No, I'm excited though.
But Reggie told us on the show one day, Cheryl would take him out in the backyard and play basketball with him, like all grown up, like years and years and years. And when Reggie was a senior, Cheryl said, let's go, because she was like a freshman or a sophomore at USC. And Reggie said, let's go in the back and play. And Cheryl had beaten him up until this point.
Oh, that was the turning point.
That was the turning point. And Cheryl said, Reggie said, Cheryl turned around and put up a jump shot. And Reggie jumped up and pinned it against the backboard. And Cheryl said,
We're not playing anymore.
We're not playing anymore.
It's a good decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good decision.
I wouldn't play against Reggie Miller either.
Yeah, no.
I don't think.
Nope.
Jay introduced me to a lot of things. DMX.
I did, yeah.
Ooh.
The old Rough Riders.
Yeah.
God, that's a good album.
That's a great album.
Great
that's
album.
A great album.
That poor guy really fell off, but his quotes are on women's coffee mugs now for moms. And,
I saw that.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. Yeah, that's, yeah. That is, I hope he's getting some royalties or
he's
something.
He's not.
Probably,
Jay did some research.
Probably not. I don't think so. Yeah.
Oh,
poor DMX.
Maybe we should go to bat for him.
Probably
is, he still in jail? Meth. Did he get out?
I have no idea.
He impersonated an officer. He said he was an FBI agent.
Not a bad decision.
Are you serious?
Good try. Yeah. It was at an airport, and he, like, stopped some people and was like, hey, I'm an FBI officer.
You got to commit.
Like, you know, you're DMX. You're not an FBI officer.
Well, you don't know what he did after his DMX career.
That was deep
That's
cover.
True.
He's
That's
been
true.
Undercover since 93.
Yeah, who's the other crazy guy that became a cop after his career was
Shaq?
Over?
Shaquille O'Neal?
I'm going to say Shaq. I've got a match.
But also the guy...
Steven
Matt
Seagal.
Overton's
Steven
trying
Seagal.
To
Steven Seagal.
Oh, Lawman.
Yes, yep. Steven
Lawman.
Seagal.
That was a show on Spike, right?
I think so.
That guy looks a lot like A.Q. Shipley right there.
He does. Yeah, I was thinking that.
His face, God, for sure.
I'm really just staring at A.Q. here. It's weird. I've seen you naked in the shower a few times.
Or a reasonable facsimile of what you think he looks like.
I could guess what his penis looks like.
Okay, Pat.
Get him a pen and paper.
I brought up the wrong stuff.
I'm 29. By this point, I can probably, you know, I can guess.
There you go.
There you go.
Wait a minute. We need to get back to what happened to Kent State.
Oh.
They just, that phone conversation was an interesting one.
We did
one.
Make him call. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you sign?
No.
Verbal.
But he gave a verbal commitment.
Mm.
Doesn't mean anything.
Right.
And let me tell you why, okay? Let me tell you why it doesn't mean anything. Because when we were on our visit there to Kent State, we were in the car with a coach, and he was calling a high school kid to tell them that he was no longer...
He was yanking the scholarship.
Yeah, he had no longer had a scholarship.
Oh.
Yeah, and this was kid, like 2 weeks before.
Oh.
Yeah, that kid committed to Kent State. He called him and told him that they no longer have a scholarship offer for you. Keep it moving, right? But nobody ever reports about that. But if a kid says... I commit and then decommits, the kid's like the worst kid on earth.
Right.
And there was a couple of people that attacked me for...
Well, that and what's-his-face, Morelli, is that his name?
Anthony
he went
Morelli,
from Pitt
yeah.
to Penn State and...
We were getting attacked.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I didn't really give a shit.
What's wrong with these kids? Blah, 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 blah. But we did make him make the phone call, though, because he's the one that, made, you know, we're like, okay, you call and tell him.
He was not, the coach was
he
not
was
happy.
He was not happy.
My God. Hey, coach, how's it going? Hey, Pat. Hey,
We had him for dinner, though, like the week before, also.
So here's the funny thing about life. A lot of
ups and downs.
You know, go Golden Flashes, but I won't be one. Yeah.
I wish you the best.
I really like you guys, but I'm going to West Virginia, you know. It's closer, bigger school. I think I have a better opportunity to become a professional there. And boy, those F-bombs just started raining. And he said, did you tell your dad? Because he was trying to do the dad card. He's like, let me talk to your dad. I said, you got it. And I just gave my phone to my dad.
Swear at him.
And I got the hell out of there. I left the house. They weren't putting me back on the phone. But old Tim McAfee had to deal with that guy a little bit, and that sucks for him. Mom didn't talk to him, though.
No, I stayed out of it.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Not my choice, so.
Yeah.
And
I just a cheerleader.
Did Jason just go, what happened, Pat?
I don't even think you were there, were you?
I was at the dinner. I don't think I was there for the call.
No.
Guy was nice enough.
Guy's a good guy.
Yeah, real nice guy.
Huge head.
Until you decommitted from him. And
he
then
had a huge head.
Yeah, it was a big head. Yeah.
That guy's head was gigantic.
Whatever. Your mom said you had a huge head, and you rested on her sciatic nerve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, my mom was really talking a lot of shit up here.
No, I'm trying.
Let's see how big talker she is now you're up here.
No, she's my mother is an angel, and when I found out that she was going to do that, she hates this shit.
I do. I don't like talking.
You didn't tell us because
I don't like talking
in public.
She's
not like
I'm with you. I agree.
She said, "Why yes."
Well, she's a fan of you guys, so that's why she did it.
Oh,
so
wow.
She's,
thank you.
Yeah, she's excited.
Well, and I knew they'd be here to support me.
So. Yeah, she wore a leather jacket. She got all dressed up.
It's badass.
Her nails look great. I love her. I love her boots.
She's got great boots.
They took part of the gift too.
You could have kept it going. You left it.
Yeah. Really nice boots, too.
Nice boots. Boots.
I had no idea it was your birthday.
Yeah, man. Here
we like, had a lot of phone calls back and forth. Like, I go, Chick, I feel really bad. It's his birthday.
Don't feel bad.
So Chick says, Chick goes, he said he'd do it. He knew it was his birthday.
He said he'd do it. He knew it was his birthday.
I said, okay,
I
good
actually
point.
Didn't when you...
I don't feel so bad.
I actually didn't. Because I'm at the age now, and I'm not saying I'm old or anything. I don't think I am.
You're going to be 30.
You're good.
Yeah.
Next year.
That's right. What's happening over there? We got a fight brewing? What's
she
going on?
She says my last day in my 20s. It's over.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
But I didn't even know it was my birthday coming up, to be honest. I had no idea. Completely forgot. But here we are. There's nothing else for me that I'd rather be doing. Nothing else. This is cool.
No, the main thing that I wanted to do on the podcast tonight was to have you guys together, obviously, but to tell Pat that we've had, how do I put this delicately?
I don't know what you're going to say.
Over the years, we've had many Indianapolis Colts on the air sharing our microphones on the Bob and Tom Show. And without a doubt, Pat is the most intelligent and the funniest, genuinely funny and a really intelligent guy. And when he says something, I think the first time I asked you to be on the podcast, I said, let's do it like Thursday or something. And you go, yeah, that's fine. I go, 2:00. He goes, yeah. And being in this arena, I get told that a lot, and then they forget or whatever. By God, he pulls in at 1:45 on the day, and it's like, I'm just, oh, my God, he's here. And I told you this when you did your stand-up here, that you are, comedians are supposed to be somewhat funny, but someone who's not a comedian, who's a National Football League player and a wonderful one, and I wish you played for the Redskins. And
no.
But there are very...
Mom, so Mom nice. Said no. Mom
oh,
said
come
no.
on! There's no. plenty of time, brother.
Hey,
anyway,
listen.
You genuinely make me laugh, and I can say that to about five people on the face of the earth. So thank you, Pat.
Well, thank you, Chase.
And happy birthday.
Man.
Here's your
That's
apple pie.
Honor. I'm a huge fan. I'm the big apple pie guy.
I know. I talked to your mom about that. She said apple pie.
Insider information.
Thank you so much.
I bake that myself. I have Taylor's Bakery stickers at home.
Just to make it look legit?
That's right.
Yeah.
So every time, I used to watch the Bob and Tom Show on TV back at my
no
house.
No way!
Mm-hmm. Late night, whenever you
Channel
guys had
4.
A deal.
Yeah.
It was on the WB or whatever. Mm-hmm.
We got canceled.
You did. Yeah. I know you did. But you're on late night. So like in my room, I'd watch. And I was like, this is interesting. But I remember the whole squad. And then when I first came into Bob and Tom, right, mm-hmm. I'd come in at like 10 o'clock. And by that point, you were already checked out.
He checked out.
Yeah, he was over. Mm-hmm. So I'd like talk. And I'm like, damn, I remember Chick from like a kid. And this guy isn't even looking at me. I'm like, mm-hmm. So I turned. And my goal is to turn to try to make Chick McGee laugh, right? So like I was like 5 weeks in before it happened. And when it happened, I like remember thinking to myself like, fucking did it. This guy came back from the dead here.
Maybe he doesn't hate me.
And then, yeah, maybe he doesn't hate me, this guy. And then I've been a fan of you guys, and then obviously I listen to OTA, and the addition of Vibs here.
Yeah. How do you feel about it?
Solid.
He's like the, Chick McGee.
This podcast wouldn't be happening right now if it wasn't for me right now. Right? Contributing so much.
He watches
I got that feeling.
He does. He watches my dogs.
I watch everyone's dog on this stage right now.
He watches monkey.
He's a great dog watcher.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's
you should plug your little dog watching business.
You really should. Start making out business cards.
I need to quit comedy and become a dog watcher, I think.
I think it's one of those things that can go, you know, both of them. Mm-hmm. You know, watch some bitches and then go do some comedy.
Oh, I watch some bitches.
Maddie and Snooki, two bitches. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Snooki is the best dog ever. I just want to say, one time, Snooki is...
Snooki, let me tell you a story about Snooki first. So Snooki was a dog that I saved, heroically. I saved this dog, okay?
It's not like you...
From a burning fire. The house was on fire, he ran in and got it.
I saved this dog.
I would have heard about this. Right?
I had this dog for a few years, okay? And something happened in my life where I was heading to training camp and there was nobody at my house anymore. Mm. So my parents came and picked up Snooki to watch her for training camp.
We've already had her before this, though.
I haven't got my dog back since. No. So my mom
stole
my dog.
Oh, that's right. I remember Snooki.
Permanently babysitting.
She still has your dog?
Still.
Yeah, when we moved out here then that September afterwards, so we had her the whole month of August and such, and we didn't come out to any of the preseason games because... Poor Snooki was a little stressed, and so.
She stole Snooki.
She stole your
dog. I didn't
dog.
Steal her.
What did you do, Mom? You
permanently babysit.
Yeah, that's what she calls it.
That's Snooki. I remember he was kind of a. I mean,
yeah,
upset
I know.
About
I heard it
you
on
guys
the radio.
Having Snooki. I remember the story.
It's really nice now, though.
But here's the thing.
She has it.
She's your mom.
Yeah.
She wants your dog.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah,
I
that's
found
what
out.
Happens. Yeah, that's what happens.
This sounds like a me problem. But anyways, going back to it.
Yeah, no. Snooki's the sweetest dog ever. So I'm staying there overnight watching the dogs, and I wake up, and Snooki is in a deep sleep snoring. And I wake up, I stretch, I go, boy, I'd sure like some pancakes. Snooki jumps up, goes to the door, is ready to go out, like, all right, we're getting pancakes today.
That's
let's
her
do
trigger,
this.
That's her yeah. trigger word. Trigger word's pancakes. Okay.
So when I had her.
Wait, hold it.
Yeah.
I don't put syrup on it.
Hold on.
The trigger word for the dog is pancakes?
Yeah, no, like most dogs
very
just walk.
Yeah.
Snooki doesn't fuck with walk. She's mm-hmm. not about that life. Mm-hmm. But if you say pancake, it's on. So when I had her, I thought she was a miniature Doberman Jack Russell Terrier. My mom gets her for 3 months. I think she might be part English bulldog. She just starts feeding this animal pancakes and sandwiches.
Treats.
I go, Snooki, get it together. Yeah. Your stomach is dragging on the ground.
No,
I used to want to put her in like the leaping dog contest because she was so athletic. Dogs. Now she can't get from one side of the house to the other because the pancake issue. She's addicted. She's addicted to pancakes.
And bacon and eggs.
And the doctor actually finally said, you gotta lay off them.
Gotta stop.
Yeah, it's her.
She was about 5 pounds overweight. So.
She only weighs 20 pounds.
I was gonna say,
she weighs about 38
now. That's 25% overweight.
Yeah.
She's 25% overweight.
Yeah, that's like 50 pounds, 70 pounds than a human. Anyways.
Yeah.
And who's Maddie?
Maddie is our lab.
Is your dog.
Well, Tim's actually. She's very Tim's dog. Yeah.
Oh, another goddamn story. So
you didn't steal this dog?
No.
Okay.
No, but they used me. So I played 4 seasons at WVU, and then I came home because I was over class, and I wanted to train for the draft, hopefully, you know. So I come home, and I'm staying at my parents' house. They both go to work. And they're like, oh, we got somebody at the house. They buy this little puppy, and they're like, Pat, watch it. So, like, I'm staying at home trying to train to kick, and I got this little puppy, like, trying to teach it things, and I'm horrible at it. I'm not good at it. And this little thing's, like, crying. They're like, just put it in the crate if you want to leave. I put it in the crate. I go to leave, and it's, I'm like, I ain't ever fucking doing this again. Yeah. I stayed in a hotel. I was tired of the damn dog. But I was the original owner of that dog, too. I mean, I was daddy for a couple minutes.
I remember you calling me at work complaining.
But my dad is obsessed with Maddie.
He is.
Loves Maddie more than he loves us.
Yeah.
We moved out, so she moved in.
There's a progression of...
She's alive?
Of love?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When she dies...
Maddie and
boy.
Everything else?
Oh, yeah, Maddie, the boys, and
bad
then...
Day.
A couple other people, and then I'm done here.
Oh.
I feel like we should have Tim up here to defend himself. I don't feel
Please
like that's
no.
right.
No,
no
I don't. We can't handle
No, we can't handle Tim. though I feel bad now.
No, don't.
No? Okay. You know what?
Tim is not meant for this type of setting.
No.
It's not good.
Did he play music recently?
Recently, he tried his hand at music, yeah? He publicly. Sang. Publicly,
yeah.
Right?
He sang, yeah.
Sang publicly, okay.
Wagon Wheel.
How'd it go?
Good.
I think he nailed it.
Yeah?
I think he nailed it. He always did so much stuff, and then he finally got into music, just like him. Like, they literally just got into music, and they always wanted to.
Okay, this is crazy how he plays the guitar now. I mean,
yeah,
I know he treats everything like, yeah, yeah, whatever, you know. But
I have no idea what I'm doing. That's why I just kind of hit stuff.
It's really good.
Really good.
Yeah, right?
I appreciate that.
He has no idea what a note is, I don't think.
I don't know what a note is. I just don't know which note.
Do you play
I'm
by ear?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Like Nick Cannon in Drumline.
Like it's one of my favorite movies. That's a good movie. If it's on, I'll watch it.
Can't read music.
Instead of learning chords, I just strummed stuff together to see what sounded kind of.
Did you bring your guitar?
Oh, yeah.
It's over there, yeah.
I think we
Would you like
song?
To hear Jason play a couple songs?
I don't know any songs.
Play for a little bit.
He plays 15-second loops.
Yeah, I could do 15 seconds on like Instagram. A champ.
A hard 15 seconds.
I'll tell you.
Pat, do you play any musical instruments?
They
no.
Cowbell.
No.
Cowbell?
They want me to get into it. My dad has purchased me a guitar, a bass guitar.
But you can play that one song on.
A cowbell is my thing that I fell into. Because I can do that, you know?
Don't.
I can do dueling banjos. That's all I know.
You know how to play a banjo?
No, I know how to do the dueling banjos, like
You mean you know how to say it with your mouth?
No, I can do it on a.
You can play it on the banjo?
Yes.
Well, you're lucky we don't have a banjo.
I took lessons long enough to.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
my
right.
My dad bought me. My dad.
She tried everything once.
Yeah,
right?
I tried everything once, and then nothing stuck.
Everything.
Everything. Musical instruments, sports, everything. Nothing stuck. But so
that's
my dad
it's a dangerous
on my 16th birthday on my 16th birthday he goes go upstairs go in your room close the door I've got your birthday present and I was like I'm getting a car like there's going to be a brand new car.
Wait, what year was this? How old were you?
I was 16.
16. Okay.
My 16th birthday.
Right.
And so I'm like, all right. So I'm sitting in my room, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I wonder if the car's white. I wanted a white car. I wonder if the bow's red. Just all these things.
Santa's coming.
And I come downstairs, and it's a fucking electric guitar. And I was like, I've never even said the word guitar, and this motherfucker just got me a guitar on the most pivotal day of my life so far.
Yep.
What am I going to do with a fucking guitar? I felt like Wayne in Wayne's World when she gives him the gun rack. Like, what am I going to do with a gun rack? Yeah.
I don't have many guns.
But then my grandpa died and I got his car, so it all worked out.
Well, that story changed.
Yeah. Was that Harry?
No.
Oh, the other one.
Harry died later. This Bob.
Did you hear how Jay got into music?
No.
So he's
I know he was the drummer for
He's always been tappy.
Right. Oh. Wait a minute. Hold it.
Tappy.
Annoyingly tappy.
I heard he's always had has always had a sense of rhythm. I've never heard he's always been tappy.
Only because
I annoyed the shit out of Pat as a
kid. Because he's extra tappy.
In a car, bang, 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 bang. At a table,
always.
Bang, 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 bang.
Always.
Yeah, right middle here. Of the night, small house. I'm bang, trying bang. To sleep.
Did you guys share a room?
No, we were right next
you
to each other.
You didn't have to. It was
shared a wall.
It was close enough.
Yeah. Shared a wall? Okay. Yeah,
before
wall.
You start playing guitar, is there something?
Uh-oh.
Is there a secret that you two have kept from your parents that you haven't told me? Oh, yes.
No.
To this day?
No. Together?
No. Oh, my God, this is like Maury. I heard someone go, oh, yeah.
He is not the father. No, we're a pretty open family, to be honest. My mom knows, like,
everything.
Moms know before.
No, she knows too much on purpose.
Too
like, Pat just says it.
Oh, you just tell her.
Oh, yeah.
Well, his whole life is out on Twitter now, so, you know. And so I don't even have to ask.
What is that like, Pat? I mean, because I get a teeny, itty-bitty, tiny baby bit of it, but I can't, because you... I mean, you have almost like 300,000 followers on Twitter, and I mean, I could see you,
400,
whatever, and no, I could see you driving somewhere with whoever, getting out of a convenience store, walking in, and someone trying to take your picture. I mean,
it happened last night in a random part of Chicago, Indiana. Jesus.
Long
night last night. Yeah. We were up there. It's pretty cool, you know, because I was a big-time NFL fan growing up, and now I'm in the NFL. And I feel like people, I just want people to know, like...
you're relatable.
Yeah, I'm a pretty normal dude, just happens to kick balls, and I think people view me as a friend in the NFL more so as a guy in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty cool. I enjoy it. I like chit-chatting with people. The lady at Wendy's last night took a picture of me. They put some weird sauce on that damn chicken. But she was a good lady up in the middle of nowhere in Indiana. And it's just, social media has become an avenue for people to connect. And I enjoy it a lot. I don't go out much, though. I lay low a lot.
Do you feel like you have to, or
yeah, kind of.
It's the better choice.
I think it's just smart because, like for instance, a lot of people take pictures of me, and like a guy tried to take a picture here earlier, and he still had to flash on, and that happens so often you have no idea, and people always get embarrassed. It's just like you might as well just ask to take a picture. Mm-hmm. Like people do a lot of the like they act like they're texting, and then they like follow me as I'm walking by. Like that number, and then like people at dinner.
At a table.
Yeah, at a table. They're the ones that always forget their flashes on it. They'll be like sitting there at dinner, and like a flash will just pop up next to me, and like I look at it like this. And then like 10 minutes later, it's like on the internet. So everybody like just wants to tell me they saw me, which is really cool. But I can't get caught in pictures with like a half blink or a beer chug or anything like that, because when you have a public intoxication arrest on your record, shit like that can really spin into a meme on the internet.
Well, and you got popped for a random drug test on 421. Right?
Yeah, which was pretty hilarious.
I mean, are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Well,
good.
Monday or Tuesday, I don't know when they come out after he tackled Trendon Holiday.
Oh yeah, I knew that one. Yeah.
Next day.
Yeah, the next day, Monday.
Yeah, it's pretty
is
good.
Is your mom
stuff.
Always the first person you call? No.
She finds out on the internet.
Yeah. When he posts the picture of the notice, hey, look what's popped up.
She finds out when everybody else does.
Yeah.
Are you paying attention, or do you feel bad, or do you want to talk about Johnny Manziel, what he's going through? Or?
So I think here's the thing. Like, I think his family's big in oil money. I think he has like huge oil money.
He absolutely does, yeah.
And I've been in Vegas a couple of times with people that have oil money. And if you have a Heisman and oil money.
Zero fucks.
Yeah, I guess zero fucks. And I think.
I mean, this is well documented. He bought like 300 shots of Fireball for a Columbus bar before the Justin Bieber concert. During
that's not true.
That is true.
That's the crazy
300 shots of Fireball.
It's very true.
At a bar.
Yep. What?
In Columbus, Ohio. They're
Let's
watching
not
the draft.
Too hard for that.
No, we've been there.
How many are here? Let's buy a shot.
That's my move. So that's like the easiest way for future reference. The easiest way to become the most liked person at a bar, no matter what city you're in, is buy everybody a shot. Mm-hmm. And I learned that quickly when I got into the NFL, and one night it backfired in Broad Ripple, you know, one night. But other than that, I had a great success rate. But
that's good though. One night, come on.
Just one night. I mean, that's a low percentage.
Or you get behind the bar and you're actually.
Pouring. Yeah, my move is I go behind the bar.
Ooh, and I do actually, some cocktails.
No, you just. Like, they're not good shots, but they're free.
Oh, they're
so
free. Yeah,
you gotta take them.
Mm-hmm. Would you say anything to Johnny though? I mean, or
I talked to him at the rookie symposium. I was there. And he was in the crowd.
So they brought you in to say, here's what could
no,
happen?
No, they or? Brought... this is another fucking story. So I got... The NFL reached out to me. They're like, would you like to speak at the rookie symposium about reaching out? It's a new thing. I'm like, absolutely. And I thought they meant like marketing-wise, like reaching out like on different platforms.
Oh, yeah.
And like doing all this stuff. I get there. No, it was the guy that was falsely... imprisoned for 8 years for rape coming out of USC or 5 years.
Oh, my God.
Me, him, and it was reaching out for help when you need it.
Oh, no.
And I showed up, and I had no idea until I got there, like 20 minutes before. I started reading the questions. I'm like, oh, shit, this is a serious panel here. I'm like, I think you guys got the wrong guy. You know, I don't think I'm the right guy.
You just may or may not have taken a swim.
Yeah, I had no idea. So I'm sitting there, and this guy tells a story about getting exonerated from a false rape charge, and how, you know, he had to redevelop his life and all that stuff. And then Warwick Dunn was talking about how whenever he was younger in his career, like his family came and like took his money and he's like reaching out for help. And this other guy was like part of a murderer. And then they're like, now Pat, tell your story. I bought a shot for everybody at the bar and a lot of them didn't take him. So I took them all. And next thing I know, I was on TMZ and what I'm saying is, you guys should reach out for help. That was the exact reaction from everybody. And the NFL was so pissed off that I was there. And then I started getting, they asked for questions. And obviously every question was directed towards me. And it turned into a shit show. But I gave Johnny like a real, I knew he was there. And I was talking to the crowd, but I was specifically talking to Johnny. And I said, like, you're having a good time, right? I was having a good time. But everything can change one night. You have no idea. Like, I was so close. I was blacked out. I blacked out all the time back in the day. I could have died or something bad could have happened any of those nights. Right. And my entire life could have changed quickly. So I think if you're going to have a good time, you should definitely do that. You're young. You do whatever you want. But just know that at any given time, everything can change. Yeah. And that was just kind of the only real serious thing I said that whole time. But I mean, the guy has oil money. I don't know what we're trying to talk to him about. If the guy doesn't want to play football.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
but I think he is talented, right?
How old is he? 23, 24?
I mean, he won the Heisman Trophy, for Christ's sake.
But don't you feel like he's doing what a 24-year-old is supposed to be doing right now?
With oil money.
With money.
Yeah, like I was
so in, much money.
Oil money, so much money is a different level of money. Like, that's... That is literally, they talk about fuck you money, but that is fuck you money. I don't know who said it,
but somebody said there's a difference between being wealthy and being rich.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it was, I hope I give him the story right, it was Jerry Buss, who was the owner of the Lakers. He's wealthy.
Yeah.
He made Shaq rich. And Shaq told the story that he wanted to be wealthy like Dr. Buss, who owns the Lakers, and the Forum, by the way, at the time. And... Shaq said it was just a whole new world because Dr. Buss would say, Shaq, why don't you go buy a couple cars and get you some rims? And, you know, like placating him more or less.
Right.
And there's a whole different.
Well, that's like
game,
if you look at the parking lot at the Colts facility, like those are all Jim Irsay's cars, you know? Like that's people talk about me having money, which is awesome. But there's a guy that pays me and 52 other guys a lot more money, most of them. That's the difference, you know. But I don't know how Manziel's family history is, but if they got oil money like I assume they do, like we're really blowing this all out of proportion because he's just...
Well, Manziel tweeted a couple of... somebody at the Columbus bar was sitting across from him tweeting how Johnny was sitting there all by himself during the NFL draft and kind of sort of making fun of him. And Manziel came at him on Twitter and said, I'm the same as I've always been, and... But so that's where Manziel's mindset is right now.
So was the kiss of death the Heisman, do you think? Or would this have happened regardless?
I think this is happening regardless.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he's naturally talented. He won the Heisman. He's, I don't know, I'm making giant generalizations, but I mean he's...
But would you have that many people telling you you're great?
And he's physically...
Is this bound to happen?
He's physically endowed.
No, because we're all kind of told we're... Like, if you make it to the NFL, people have told you you're great at some point, you know? I mean, that's just the way... To get to the NFL is very difficult. It's very...
I don't know what the percentage is.
The amount of talent that I see come and go is incredible. Guys that are very athletic and talented.
Well, isn't it like high school and then college is maybe two levels or whatever among all the players, I mean. But then college to the NFL is like...
Yeah, that's why that conversation about like the best college team playing against any NFL team is completely
idiotic.
Yeah, very dumb.
Yeah, because for starters, everybody on an NFL team is the fastest guy you've ever seen in your life, for starters.
I'm sure you've seen faster guys than me. I'm certain. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know who you know.
The secondaries of the NFL, I mean, they can cover, and college secondaries...
It's a different game, but it's just it's hard to get. But I think the Heisman didn't help. But I think he was living that life before he got
before
the Heisman.
Before this happened, yeah.
But he oil money. Like I don't know how to say this any other way. I saw a guy spend $700,000 in Vegas in one day, and I go, what is this guy?
How did that happen?
And they say, oh, he's a prince. He's got oil money. I'm like,
prince?
What? From the Middle Eastern area.
Oh.
He's a Saudi prince.
That's like, oil money. Yeah, that's for real, for real.
Well, I think we have some for real oil money people here, too, I think.
Yeah.
Down there in Texas. Mm.
Manziel's.
Johnny Manziel's. I don't know if he's got that type of money. But I think he's just living, man, whatever he wants to do. He'll probably regret it one day.
Well, but as we all know, he hasn't hit bottom yet for him, evidently, right? I mean, you think the bottom's coming for him?
I don't know. I don't know if there is a bottom. Is there?
It's oil money. Did you not hear what Pat said?
That's like Bieber. Like, is Bieber
for oil? Unless his parents want to cut him off and teach him a lesson. If they're just... Mm-hmm. Fueling the fire, that's not helping, I don't think. So.
Yeah, but he's also making money still, too, I think. Well, he can go do an autograph session down and make money down there.
But was there any part of you when you got into the little bit of baby trouble that you got into, was there a thought in the back of your mind that, oh, my mom and dad are going to be upset with me?
Oh, yeah, that's why I called
him. See, I don't think Johnny Manziel goes through that process.
Well, for me, if I would have got arrested there and my career was over, like, our whole family was fucked. There.
Right.
Like, I mean, we weren't fucked. We would have made it, but like
we don't have oil money.
Yeah, we don't have oil. We don't have, like, if we don't do that, like, it's a tough, you got to keep going, you know? And that's where I was at.
Yeah.
But they found out before I got a chance to call them, didn't you, Mom?
Oh, yes. She knew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How did you find out?
Well, you called your husband. Dad, right? Did you call your dad?
No, he couldn't call him till later.
I called him from jail, they didn't.
We had already
known. So Dad knew, and Dad found
Dad
out
Dad called me Twitter.
Twitter. Dad found out on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he called me, and this was like 7:30 in the morning, and he said, your son's been arrested. And I thought he was joking, because, you know.
Was there any part of you that thought he meant Jay had been arrested?
No.
No, you knew. She knew immediately. Your son. Okay.
Oh, that's a hilarious question. Your son has been arrested.
What did
Jason do?
Well, at first I said, for what? And he said, I'm not sure. I'm trying to read through his Twitter and that kind of thing.
You guys knew, though.
I mean, but it came out then what it was, and I said, is he all right? And he said, we think he's still in jail. And I'm like, and then again, my first comment was, dumbass, what the heck?
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite tricks to play on my parents after that.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
I call her from random numbers and act like I'm a police station. Last
or time. Have a friend say that he's
is Sally McAfee in?
this is
Bubba County Jail.
Detective Richard Cranium.
He just fantastic. Thinks that's great. Yeah.
She doesn't fall for it anymore. So the next time I get arrested,
I'm
stuck.
You're done.
It's a lot of fun though.
Oh yeah.
You know what else is fun?
Guitars.
Let's hear Jason play some guitar.
Is he plugged in? I don't know.
Yeah, you plugged in. You all right? You rocking?
I have no idea.
Are we okay back there?
Can you hear anything?
This guy just plucks away, man.
He's plucking. I don't hear anything.
So he used to play solitaire in our kitchen, okay? And he played at such a rate.
Because that's where we had our
That
desk.
The clicking would keep me up at night.
Yeah.
And that's where all this musical shit started.
What is like?
We had our
You thought
desk
you meant with a real deck of cards.
No, we had the desk with our computer on it in our kitchen. We
and
had a very small house. Yeah, you could hear him on the mouse.
Click, 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 click,
click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click,
This guy's a creamery on a guitar.
Creamery?
Yeah. This is how he sees himself playing, you talking over him playing.
He does.
He should have brought his cowbell.
You should have brought a cowbell.
Could use a cowbell.
I gotcha. He's playing the shit out of that. Oh, that's like Rock Band.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking song.
Mixtape.
Mixtape. Jeff Bibbs.
Yeah.
it makes that thing talk there, boy. That boy there play good.
I go down to the crossroads.
He sort of sold to the devil. Like,
I made a deal with the devil.
I wasn't really using it anyways.
Jay, do you even... said he wasn't using his soul. Jesus.
What song is this?
What are you talking about? Just the dude has no idea what he's talking about.
Just doing it.
Yeah, right?
Wow. Honestly, has no clue.
Do you write anything down? Do you remember anything you're playing so you
I
can go to...
I remember for the most part.
Huh?
I remember stuff that I play.
Here, buddy. Okay. See how this works?
That's right. I remember stuff that I play for the most part.
Okay.
I don't know.
Sounds really good.
Do you see notes and colors like Jimi Hendrix? Are you better than Jimi Hendrix?
No and no. I do not see notes in Keller, and there's Jason. No way in hell I'm okay. Anywhere near.
Jason Hendrix.
Jason Hendrix.
That's who his dad is.
Oh.
Jimi Hendrix took old Sally one night, 1982.
I'm going to take my headphones off.
So to answer Mom's question, we do not have the same father, apparently.
I think he died in 81.
Yeah.
Well, it was a long...
No, Jimi Hendrix, 69.
Yeah. No, Bob Marley died in 81.
It's a long pregnancy.
And let's see, I was born in 62,
It's a long pregnancy.
That won't work.
It was a scientific miracle, but look what happened. It's crazy.
We need a band for OCA.
I think him and my dad are going to start a band at some point.
Oh, yeah? That'd be cool.
I think so.
What's it going to be called?
The McAfees?
Okay, all right, that works.
I think.
You gotta think of a thing cool one name, and like Poison or something like that.
Like Poison.
Yeah.
Okay.
Poison 2. T-O-O, maybe.
When he played for Outlined in Blood,
yeah.
Which he's no longer a part of, I didn't even know he was playing the drums at this point. I come home, and my dad goes, ask your brother what he's up to. I go, Jay, what are you up to? He goes, oh, I'm playing the drums. I was like, really? How'd this start? He goes, I just started playing. And my dad goes, ask him who he's playing for. I said, are you in a band? He goes, yeah, I'm in a band. And my dad's like, ask him what type of band. Ask him what type of band.
Does your dad ref you through all of the
conversations?
He's like,
ask him what type of band.
Is he
was just so excited for Jay to say, it's a death metal band. And my dad goes, I don't know how this happened. That's because Jay never listened to that type of music, ever.
I was
going
to say that. So they found you? They asked you to...
So
he's always been tapping.
Yeah.
He's tapping.
So he's tapping.
As rock band, actually, is how I... My friend used to play the guitar in a band, and I started playing the drums with him on Rock Band, and then I had a cheap set of drums, and we just started messing around in his basement. So
you were a founding member?
I was a founding member.
You left the band, though, guys.
When is the behind the music, is my question.
Never.
Never.
Yeah, okay. I don't think we got there.
No? Okay.
You guys are on your way, though.
Yeah. Mm.
That's I went to a gig. I went to one of their gigs.
Outline of Blood?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wore all black.
Right.
All black.
That's the rule, right?
Walked into a smoky bar. Mm. It was a smoky bar.
Not too bad, though.
He was using a t-shirt gun, the lead singer.
It was what? Hilarious. And yeah. A bar that's a quarter the size of this place.
Oh.
I loved it. Smoke, lights. It was a big deal. It was awesome. They actually weren't that bad. I wasn't into that type of music, but I got into it, you know, because I was supportive of the brother here.
It's your brother.
And it was pretty cool to listen to go to the gig. But he didn't have, like, the face. Like, his drummer face was just like...
Like his always face.
Like his always face.
He was at the wrong concert, you know? Like, the guy up front was like, rah! And Jay was just...
I was going to say, What really, do you have something that sets you off? Like, do you have this, like, crazy...
Well, don't bring it up!
Oh, sorry. Well, he seems cool. Like, something that, like maybe a crazy pet peeve. Like, I can't stand it when... Nothing. You got nothing.
The word bay.
All right!
But it really doesn't make me mad. It's just stupid.
Just dumb. Yeah. That's okay.
Jay, I've never... The dude does not get...
Nothing.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
Just right there.
I've seen him mad, but you have to really know when he's mad because it's not much different.
She's right there.
So a mom knows when he's mad, but that's probably the only person.
Oh, yeah,
that's true.
That could be the sweetest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Moms
that
know.
That Sally knows when Jason's pissed. Sally knows, Jay. Mom knows. You're all right, man. It's okay.
So what's the...
Is he mad now, Mom?
No. I'm not.
Keep it up and he will do.
It's funny, he doesn't. I've never seen a guy mad.
Never.
Not really. I really haven't.
Is Pat the one that makes him the maddest?
No.
Mm-mm. He's got nothing. No.
You know,
we get along.
You can turn it on. I know you care sometimes, and you're like, yeah, whatever.
No, I do. I get pissed off about a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a lack of respect, you know? Like, a lot of people...
Are you an emotional guy? Like, obviously, you're a big guy, you're a tough guy, you're a strong guy, but you're also, you take things very personally?
Like, I'm a very...
Possible?
No, not very personally. I feel like I'm a pretty respectful person to people. So whenever people are just, like, I hate disrespect. I hate it so much. Mm-hmm. So, like...
The haters on Twitter.
No, like, I don't... They're funny to me. I enjoy the people on Twitter. But it's, like, the professionals who are disrespectful to me, you know? Like, that's why I hate Mark Schlereth and Trent Dilfer. Like, I'll hate them forever.
Okay.
Because they're just disrespectful, and I don't appreciate it.
Well, they're disrespectful, and...
It's not necessary.
Yeah, it's just out of the... It's just like a cheap shot.
It's not necessarily... And those two fucking know better.
Well, it's just they
kind
do
of,
it.
Don't they?
They're
should.
They're like trolls.
You mean professionally they know better?
Yeah, you would think. I mean, I've heard the disrespect and everything. I mean, it's especially in that world.
Yeah, I just don't like
it. It's huge.
It's that's the only stuff that pisses me off. Like, if people disrespect him or her or him, like, I don't like that much.
Game on.
But that's my thing, you know? I'm just, you just
protective
respect.
Guy.
I just like respect, you know? Just like respect, guys.
I just like it.
Just like respect, you know?
I just like it.
But I understand a joke, too. Like, I can take jokes. I love that. Like, I like a good give and take with somebody more than anybody else in the world. I love a good verbal joust. And I'm probably going to win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you like to get the last word.
Sally
in.
And I had good ones.
Oh,
This is it was the best. It was the best.
You know, when Miss Pat was here the other day and she made a comment during her show that, you know, I love my kids, but I don't like them.
Yep.
That's what it was like in high school with him.
Right.
Because I was right.
No.
No.
But I'm German. And so,
Hitler.
And I'm stubborn.
You guys heard of him?
And I can be stubborn, but I also like to get the last word in. And then he picked that up also, so...
So whenever you got two people
like
trying to
like, for days, right?
Oh. it literally, and by the time, I mean, hour and a half later, we're hollering at each other about something that wasn't even about what I got mad at him about. And then Tim's just sitting there going...
Fight, though.
Oh, yeah.
I was always the loser, though, because I was the kid.
Right.
Know? Even though...
A mom can shut it down.
Yeah, but hold on, though. I understand that.
That was very mom-like there. Very, oh, yeah. Shut it down. Yeah.
But my dad was always forced. So my dad and I used to travel around all over the place. So my dad and I we were together too much, probably.
Soccer.
So, yeah, for soccer. We were together too much, if I had to guess. But he always had to be on her side.
Right.
Always had to be.
Yeah. Legally.
I'd look him in the eyes sometimes, and I would just know that he wasn't on her side.
Did your dad ever give you that nod, like, your mom's not looking, and he'll go...
No, never.
No.
He was always a loyal dog.
Committed.
Always. But I'd look him in the eyes, and I'd be like, you know I'm right. Like, you know, that number. But he would shut me down, and so I was always wrong. But
well,
I love a good verbal joust, and I get it from her.
Good Lord.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh,
these are your flowers, Sally.
Oh,
that's sweet.
So
thank you.
Oh, very nice.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day.
Ooh, very beautiful.
Yes, they're very nice. They smell great.
Wait, I'll hold up the box.
That was me trying to stop the fight.
Beautiful. They do smell good.
They do.
There's no fight.
No, there's not fight. I had a question. So you have two very respectful, successful sons. Nice. I mean, just
thank you.
A pleasure to be around.
Mm-hmm.
What advice do you have for the mother of a 12-year-old who is...
Mouthy?
Well,
you want to tell my favorite story?
He's a good football player, and he...
About the party?
What's about the party?
The invitation.
Oh, yeah, he's got his first girlfriend. He's 12.
He had sex yet?
No.
He's 12.
He's 12.
He's not. You don't know. See,
honest mistake.
You got to buy him condoms.
I know. So I appreciate that because I feel like I have to open up this dialogue and make sure we're comfortable having these conversations. And so I did say the other day, I was like, look, I'm gonna say lots of things, and if they make
you
uncomfortable.
Like Soprano. I'm going to say some things. I'm going to use some bad words.
If you feel uncomfortable, that's on you. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so no, He has a girlfriend, and they're like, we want to...
She hot or no?
Yeah, she's real cute. She's
good
real
for him.
Cute.
You should be proud of this guy.
I'm real proud of him.
She's got a good personality, because that's what matters.
She does, and he really, like, he... Okay, so here's another thing. What do you do? What do you do when your 12-year-old said, I told my girlfriend I loved her?
At 12?
12.
You say, yeah.
That was Jason who said, at 12?
I didn't say that, but I said
that
okay.
That won't last till next year.
Exactly.
Sure.
What you know about love, yes, you probably do love her as much as you know to love someone, and that's fine. But I know that when I told Brian Griffin in 7th grade that I loved him, my dad leaned over and clicked the phone receiver, and he goes, you don't fucking love anybody. And I said, duly noted.
You love me.
Yes. Yeah, so I feel like as long as I respond the opposite of that, Max will have some healthy feelings about relationships. So he honestly wants to be a comedian. Like lives it, breathes it, watches every special. Like he said, I'm gonna watch some comedy, and I said, okay. And I woke up later on in the night and he fallen asleep on the couch, and I look up, and what did he get on Netflix? Eddie Murphy Raw.
Awesome.
Ooh. Good choice.
Yeah, it was Go Hard or Go Home, right?
Funny.
I was like,
you should go on to Richard Pryor next.
Yeah, and I was just like, so did you know that you had funny boys? No,
she didn't find any of it funny.
No, she didn't think it was funny at all.
She's a tough crowd.
Right.
I was more of like I always describe it as, because he did travel a lot with Tim. They both did. Mm-hmm. Financially, it was cheaper for one parent to go on these trips.
Right.
So I was always home, and so I was the bad cop, so
she
to speak.
Was not the good cop.
I was not the good cop. Mm-hmm. So I was the one that always, like, you know. Can't you just, like, you know, close the closet door when you're done and, you know,
yes.
all that stuff.
The drawers. Is that a thing with boys? Do they always leave the drawers open?
His was always a shirt on the floor. I literally had 50 pounds of T-shirts that I took to a dry cleaner.
I mean,
to the laundromat.
I love a good T-shirt.
And it, like, literally was just stacking up in his room. And yeah. I'm, like, going, I'm not washing that shit.
So, you!
I loaded it up in a garbage bag, and they charge you, what, like $1 a pound, and they weighed it, and it was 50 pounds, and I looked at it.
I got a talking to.
Yeah. But they folded them real nice.
But she's
fluff and fold, it's the best. Yeah.
She was always the bad cop, though. She was. She's still the toughest critic I have for everything.
Yes, I do that with all of them, actually, because I do that to Tim when he's playing guitar in the living room.
Well, we didn't have a good game. We knew we didn't have a good game.
Okay.
Hold on. We already are mad at ourselves, but then we had to hear it from.
I know. I wasn't that bad.
An ESPN analyst here.
Did she have notes?
No, hey. She remembered.
She did this right here.
Not good today. Not good. You did bad.
What the hell was that?
Let's get it together.
Let's get it together.
She was a tough cookie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she's an angel.
Oh, the biggest lesson you learned from your mom. Jason, you go first.
Okay. I'm going to go with patience, because
yeah.
I have to go with that, yeah. You
know? Yeah, for sure. Aww.
And sarcasm, that's how our
that's how your family communicates.
Stay together.
Yeah. I agree. I like it.
Yeah.
How you feel, Pat?
The biggest lesson I learned from my mom is not to use a word that rhymes with punt.
Oh, yeah, I hate that word.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's the one word.
Is that day burned in your brain?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't even use it. Somebody else did.
Oh, somebody else did, and you saw her reaction.
I saw the wrath.
Yeah.
No, but I've learned so much. I mean, you can't really.
A lot of osmosis.
My family's really tight, so, like, mm-hmm. we're around each other all the time, so it's
You use those things you learn from your mom every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
A lot. Mm-hmm. When my mom gets dragged into shit on Twitter, she does not like it.
No, I don't like that either.
Like, her name gets dragged into stuff.
Yeah.
I was attacked on Super Bowl day for making a joke about myself.
Oh, you said.
Yeah.
You, instead of saying pussy, you said.
No, I said pussy, yeah. And that was apparently sexist by some people. And, I called myself a pussy, yeah.
Okay,
you called yourself a pussy, or you called yourself a female reproductive organ?
No, I called myself a pussy, yeah.
And someone took it as...
Sexist, yeah.
Okay.
I was being attacked by a group of girls. It seemed like that all had each other on speed dial. They're like, whoop, we got one. Let's go.
Let's bring them in.
After me.
How old are these girls?
I'm not sure. You know one of them.
Yeah.
My mom's name got dragged into it.
Oh,
like, what would your mother say?
Somebody Googled my mother's name.
Ask your mother what she thinks.
No bueno.
She was not happy about it. And neither was I, really.
You know what? But then that's when you went, because I know there's a lot of things I've learned from my mother, mostly how to curse. So if somebody unleashed on me and I'd be like, you know what, I'm gonna put you on hold. Hold on a second, I'm gonna call Andrea, mom. And she could fucking annihilate them. Like in just like three sentences, just destroy their life and never met them. That is a gift that she has.
Well, I'm sure.
Maybe
my mom.
That's from Mars Hill. Yeah. I don't know, but.
Well, see, I'm not on Twitter.
No.
I just read his Twitter.
She searches.
I search it.
But yeah. Don't you feel like there's something that
just
comes to you?
Oh, there's a lot of things that I, like, you know, want to type out and then, no, I can't send.
So no, I can't
my
send.
My mom gets real upset about a lot of stuff.
I get very
that
protective.
I don't even get upset about. Yeah. She'd be like, did you see what this guy said?
Like what the hell's wrong with that
She's
guy?
Like, fuck him. Like, you're right, Mom.
You're right.
But that
guy
sucks.
Whoever tweeted to get her name, that's total bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been brought up a couple times.
Yeah, she gets brought up a lot. Yeah.
And I just, like, and I do, I stop that.
I mean, it's kind of an unspoken, no moms, man. I mean, that's as old as ever.
Well, if I was on Twitter and I could, you know, banter back and forth.
If she can defend her, she's just mad she can't defend herself.
Because I am very leery of what I put out there just because of his position.
Right.
And so I am very, but like I said, I think a lot of things and type and then I'll delete. Mm-hmm. So, but it gets
in my notes. I do that too.
Well, yeah. And
I got so many in the draft section.
Oh,
the
I
draft
know, section, man. Yeah.
My draft section is loaded for the day I retire.
just shoot them out. Yeah.
It's gone. That day I retire, I might pick up 7 million followers. I got some takes. I got some shit I want to say.
Hey, how long do you think you can play?
I got 3 years left on my contract. And,
here, and then you'll sign with the Redskins.
No, yes. I think there's a lot of...
Stop saying that.
I mean, we'll see what the... It's a bit... Whatever, let's see.
That's right, it's a business, right?
It's a business.
It's a business.
I play for Mr. Irsay's business right now, and if Schneider's business wants to offer a shit ton of money...
There's no H, but go ahead.
Snyder.
No Schneider.
Whatever. Snyder's business wants to offer a shit ton of money.
He's kind of a tool.
That's cool with me. I don't know him personally, but there's a lot of fruits of life to be tasted, I think. And we'll see what I got 3 years left. We'll see what happens after that. I gotta see if we win a Super Bowl, though. The only reason why you play in the NFL is to win a ring.
Sure.
That's it.
Sure.
And when I was 22, I thought I was gonna get one, and then we lost.
Oh.
Okay, thanks for coming, everybody. No, I'm kidding.
Thanks for bringing it up. No, but we'll see. I don't know what the future holds, man. I have no idea. I have no clue. I'm enjoying comedy a lot.
I was going to say, so you're on tour.
I'm enjoying comedy.
You got any more dates coming up?
May 20th, sure? I'm in Fort Wayne.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and I'm going to try some stuff out up there. I got two of my friends actually performing with me up there too, guys that I've met here at Morty's.
Mm-hmm.
And
one of the guys that was with you the last time you were here?
Sean, yeah.
Yeah.
Sean Latham and Todd McComas. They're going to...
About that Todd guy.
Not McComas!
Yeah, he's an Irish cop.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't hang out with those guys ever.
Zero stories, right?
Yeah, but we're going to try to make it a fun night for the Fort Wayne people. And then I'm going to film here, I think.
Ooh.
Another DVD in June.
That is a great idea.
I think so. I think this will be a cool place to film. Yeah. Yeah. The only thing that sucks is a lot of people have already heard... Like, I'm going to feel bad for the people that come. Because they're going to hear a lot of the same shit that I'm recording. Because the way comedians usually do is they tour, and then they work their set, and you guys know this, they work their set, and then they film it at the end.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But for me, all my shit is in Indiana. So, like, I work my set, and then I see, like, a lot of the same people. I'm like, well, I got to try a bunch of new shit now. So I work. I've had, like, six different sets in, like, a year. And I would really like to just be able to work one good one to record it.
Right.
But it's... It's an interesting thing right now. So I'll see what comes up in June. But
You could go to Canton, like, for the Football Hall of Fame induction and, like, do a show there.
See, but I can't draw there. I did Chicago last night. I did Chicago last night.
Yeah, I saw
you.
That's the first time I've ever done a place out of Indiana.
Yeah.
And it was interesting.
How'd it go?
Well, for the first 15 minutes, they had no fucking idea what was happening.
Yeah.
They had no clue what was going on. They're like, this NFL dude is... talking about making out with trannies and getting drunk and
naked in a shower.
Naked with other dudes in a shower. They're like sitting there like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
And then 20 minutes in, I got them.
Yeah.
I had them. They were good. It was a lot of fun. So I'll do that next year. Next offseason, I'm going to take the show on the road a little bit. Let me, can you guys turn on my guitar a little bit?
Turn the volume up there, fella. Top knob.
Huh?
Top knob.
Of course, Jay. So this is what I was thinking.
The plant, there it is.
So.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
This is something I wrote myself.
Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat McAfee on the guitar.
Let me see. Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready?
That's
maybe I'll write a song to that.
Thank you. I think you got something.
It sounds good.
It's catchy. It's catchy.
Hauntingly familiar.
What?
Hauntingly familiar.
That's that type of thing. I like those, like, real things that you can really latch onto quick. So
right.
I just
right.
thought of that. I mean, who knows what's going to happen next? You know? What?
Somebody just said, hey, that sounds like smoke on the water.
Just got burst.
Why are you at this podcast? You're at the wrong place.
See, their song is...
Buzzkill.
Mine is...
That's kind of like the
Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, right.
Oh, when he said, "Yeah, this isn't Under Pressure. This is."
Or Milli Vanilli. Batman.
Yeah.
Pat, are you gonna stick around for karaoke afterwards?
I got a birthday dinner with my family.
Okay.
But if I was to do karaoke here...
Ooh, what is your karaoke go-to?
Cup of Life, Ricky Martin.
There it is.
What?
It's standing ovation.
Are you serious?
Here we go! Ole, ole, ole. Yeah, it's a guaranteed standing ovation.
Jason and Sally, what are your guys' go-to songs?
I don't sing.
No.
If you had to pick one.
Like, yeah, okay, if you were in your car alone and you're getting down, just drop the kids off at school. Okay, maybe this is me.
I was going to say, gun to your head.
What?
Gun to your head, you have to pick. Not in your
I was like, I don't know that song.
Mine is way more intense. Sorry.
Vibs.
I listen to all instrumental music, so I don't have to sing with it.
Okay.
That's about that about makes sense, though, Al.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's right.
Very calm.
Okay. Mom, what would you sing?
I don't.
She loves music.
I do.
Sally
I love music.
Music, man.
So when you were growing up, what was playing? Like, it's Saturday morning, and you guys are at soccer. What was your mom playing?
Or the oldies, which
B-52s.
I guess.
B-52s.
Yeah, I like the B-52s.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What's that? It's Sun. Who are those people? Casey and the Sunshine Band. She's a big fan.
Oh, yeah.
Bookie Shoes.
Because, you know, when in high school, that's when the discos were popular.
Sure.
So. Yeah. Mom, we don't need to hear about what you're doing with the dudes. Uh-huh.
At the discos.
At the damn disco.
Okay, wish your
you guys need one.
You guys wish your mother a happy Mother's Day real quick. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Mom. My name's Pat McAfee. on May 2nd, 1987, at 10:54 a.m.
There you go.
You decided to allow me.
I didn't decide. You did.
I thought it was a good time to...
get off your sciatic nerve.
Come on out.
Yeah.
And ever since that day, I've been so lucky to have you as a mother. So happy Mother's Day, and thanks for everything. Good luck, Jay. Follow that.
Thank you, dear.
What he said, but August 12th, 1983.
You co-signed son of a great woman.
No, happy Mother's Day, Mom. You're the greatest. Just thankful you've been there, you know, all 32 years of my life and that kind of thing. So.
That kind of thing.
Love you, Mom.
Thank you, dear.
Hey, everybody, the McAfees!
We did it!
Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Jeff Bibbert.
Thanks for having us, man. We really appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
It's a great time. Good night, everybody!
Good night, guys.
Thank you for the beautiful roses, they're gorgeous.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me do this. It was fantastic.
Neato.
It was incredible.